Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm in St. Louis because we're having a great time here at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference, and these guys are doing a great job, and we're going to talk to some of them in a little bit later in the show. But first, I want to introduce you to somebody who's an old friend of ours, and you've heard her on the show many times before. You've come to know her. I know you love her, and she's one of my favorite folks in the whole world. Georgia Donovan is the clothes doctor. She is a business protocol expert. She's one of our top business etiquette experts in the Brain Trust, and she wants to talk to us today about how to be charming, and she's got 9 tips on how to be charming. And as I said earlier, Georgia, I think my audience thinks of those 9 tips, I need at least 10 of them. Welcome back to the show.
And it's nice to be back and to be with everyone, too. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. And did you hear what I said? They think that I need 10 of these 9 tips.
No, that's not true. Most people just need a little refinement. And people think, well, charming, God, that's a lost art. You know, people weren't, they were charming in the Middle Ages. People are not charming anymore, but it's really more of etiquette and social skills and how to really hone up your social graces.
Right. Now, you say the first tip is to be sincere.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about it. Isn't that kind of just a basic understanding of dealing with other people?
Well, the thing is that sincerity is something that people think, well, if I'm very sincere, that means I'm just kind of like pushy, or I'm kind of like, I'm not a real person. So many people that are what we meet in social and business situations are very, very what we call phony,
yeah,
because they're very self-directed. If you're sincere with someone, I think that makes you extremely attractive to them and really a person that would like to talk to you. Also, there are some people that...
I think it was Aristotle who said that you should strive to be the person that you appear to be.
Exactly.
Isn't that good? That's a good...
That's very true. That's true. There are some people that are very... that sometimes we confuse sincerity with an overly positive attitude. You know, the people that are just bugged, like everything is wonderful. And that's not true.
So if you try too hard to be sincere, you might actually come across being phony.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly the right way.
So just be yourself.
Right.
And I agree with you. There are people who even are kind of don't have really all that of much of an agreeable personality. But if they are who they are and they don't try to you know, be phony about it, I can deal with that, can't you?
Exactly. If you take heed of every situation and you decide how do you feel about this particular situation, and then you just emote your feelings sincerely about it. I mean, you don't have being sincere doesn't mean you have to agree with everyone about everything.
Right, right. All right, let's talk about the handshake. This is a biggie, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's something that I think a lot of women shy away from, but I think we're getting more involved with it now since we're out there in the business community a lot more than we were, say, 15 or 20 years ago.
Right.
As far as small business is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes women are afraid to shake a man's hand or take the first step. But a handshake is something that has to be done between both sexes. And it really has to be a firm grip. Now, of course, you're not going to be Rocky Balboa and break my wrist, or you're not going to be what I call the limp, wet noodle. You know, it's interesting. Having been in business for so many years, I can practically tell you about someone that I'm going to meet by the way they shake my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you as a man do the same thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, the talking about the guy and the man and the woman handshake thing, ladies need to pump up a little bit, I think, and guys need to realize that guys, when you're shaking a lady's hand, give them a break. Don't bring them to their knees just with trying to shake their hand, and you can break their hand. Some guys with these big ham-fisted guys, they could break a lady's hand.
Well, true, and it's not an arm wrestling contest. You know,
that's right.
You can shake the hardest. You know, that's not the issue.
What I do when I shake a lady's hand is I put my hand out and I try to match her pressure. I try to, you know, whatever kind of a handshake she does, I let her take the lead, so to speak, in the handshake to make sure that I don't hurt her. Because if she if she gives me a limp hand, I might be able to break a bone or something, or certainly hurt her.
Right, exactly. It's discretion is the better part of valor
but
here.
But can't ladies pump up just a little bit and get a little stronger in their right?
Well, I tell them that at my workshops and seminars when I talk about business etiquette and protocol, and my audience is primarily women, I really go into a lot of things that I couldn't address if guys were there. And that's one of the things I tell them. Don't be afraid to shake somebody's hand.
What do you tell them when guys aren't there? I want to know what that is, Georgia.
Huh? Oh no, that's kind of like female locker room talk.
Well, I know.
That comes from one of my workshops.
I want to know a little bit of that stuff. You guys talk about how to use pins and things to hold things up and everything.
No.
All right, let's go. Let's talk about eye contact. What's that?
That comes next. I'm meeting and greeting. I shake your hand. The most important thing is to really look in someone's eyes.
Isn't that part of the sincerity thing, the eye contact?
It is. People who are charming or people who are well-schooled in manners and etiquette know that when you speak to someone, you should look directly at them and look in their eyes. You ever talk to somebody who, as you're speaking to them, they look away?
Right.
That's very impolite.
Now, I will say that you ought to give, if they are actually... around a place where other people are trying to get to them. Like, for example, if you're a speaker and people come up to you and want to talk to you, or if you're signing books or whatever it might be, there are other people who want to talk to you for whatever reason, give those people a little bit of a break because, you know, there are other people around.
That's true.
But if you're just having a regular conversation, I agree with you, you need to either look them in the eye.
And one of the things
that's very unfortunate is when you see people moving from one person to the other, like a politician, and they're looking at another person while they're shaking your hand. That's pretty phony, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's also it's almost like they're looking, well, who's their next best candidate, because I'm kind of like finished with you.
Yeah.
To me, I take that as a dismissal.
A better opportunity is what they're looking, a better offer.
Yeah, I take it as a dismissal.
I agree.
And I move on. I don't want to be with them either.
That's right. Life's too short, right?
Absolutely.
What about wit? What about humor?
Well, you know, people think that being witty is being comedic. It's not. Being witty doesn't mean that I tell a lot of jokes, and most people that tell jokes are very, very annoying. I find the people that are constantly on, that, you know, that they really think that they should be in a nightclub routine,
uh-huh.
I think they're very annoying.
Yeah.
Witty is different from telling jokes.
I want to come back and talk about this a little bit more, because some people can be witty, some unlikely people can be witty. We're going to talk about that with our good friend Georgia Donovan right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from St. Louis, Missouri. We're back at 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm on the road. I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, and so if it sounds different, it's because it is different, because we're on the road and we use different equipment, different connections to do the show on the road, so it might sound just a little bit different, but We got our good friend Georgia Donovan with us right now. We've been talking about how to be charming, how to work on being charming. You know, Georgia, you and I have done a couple of shows on charming, and my employees tell me that it's not taking for me. So maybe I need to bear down a little harder, need to work a little harder. They're telling me that I'm not becoming more charming. What do you think?
How's that?
No,
Jim, you are very charming.
Georgia,
they're only pulling your leg.
Tell me, you've got a whole program that you call Looking Fabulous After 40, and I need more of that. So it's a CD program and a workshop and a workbook, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a CD program, and it's directed for women.
Oh.
It's directed to women, and it's called Looking Fabulous After 40, and that's my website, lookingfabulousafter40.com.
So it wouldn't be any good for me then.
No, unfortunately, I'm not doing it for the guys yet.
Couldn't I just take out the pink part?
It's not pink.
Oh, it's not. Oh, okay.
There's a lot of red in there.
How do we find your program?
At my website, it's called lookingfabulousafter40.com.
All right, and they can buy the CDs and the workbook.
It's the whole package. It's a CD and workbook package together.
How much is it?
We have it on special right now for $47.
Wow, what a deal. How many CDs?
It's four CDs and a workbook.
And the workbook, okay, that's great.
And the workbook is
if they need to contact you and follow up for anything, you'll stay with them, won't you?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, once you buy one of my programs, you have access to me. You can send me questions, call to ask the clothes doctor, fashion expertise. Yeah.
It's worth a lot more than $47, folks, just to be able to have Georgia as a mentor. Georgia, is theclothesdoctor.com still available?
Yes, the clothes doctor is still my other website.
All right.
And that's spelled out, theclothesdoctor, DOCTOR.com.
Sounds good. Georgia, let's get back into our list of things to help you be charming. We were talking about wit a minute ago. Wit doesn't mean that you tell a good joke. Wit just means that you're capable. I think a lot of times one of the best ways to be witty is to be able to laugh at yourself. What do you think?
Also, yes, that's very true. And also what you could do, the difference between telling jokes all the time is someone who's witty makes little interesting comments. Lightens the conversation when sometimes it might be getting too serious or too heated.
Right.
You know, that person knows how to really turn it around and says some really interesting little retort. Judging the situation, you know, you have to, of course, know when things are appropriate. That's true of anything.
Right, right. All right, you mentioned remember your manners. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, that's part and parcel with being charming. You have to have manners, right?
Especially good table manners.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
I use, Georgia?
Exactly. Like, which fork do I use? I have several at a place setting. The thing is, if you are not sure about that, watch the person who you feel or you know in the room or at the table is the most confident and knowledgeable.
I can never remember which water is mine, Georgia. Which is it? Is it the one on the left or the one on the right?
When you get your water, remember on the left side is your bread dish,
yeah.
Right? And when they put your water glass or your wine glass, they usually put it bread and water. So it's usually right next to your water glass. Your water glass should be in concert with your bread dish.
And it's on the left, right?
On the left. And
okay, let's remember that.
And if they put wine, it's on the right.
All right. Another thing that you talk about in your list of how to be charming is don't be selfish.
Yes.
Selfish is not charming, is it?
No, it's not. Selfish is a real turnoff. There are too many people who are so centrally directed to themselves. It's so obvious. You know, it's like the 80s. Remember when 80s was the me generation?
Right, right.
Yeah, that's over. That's out, and we're so over that. It's better to give than receive. I always believe that. And my mother always said, the more you give, the more you get.
Absolutely. And, you know, and we're not talking about, folks, we're not talking about, you know, me eating my dessert and your dessert. We're talking about the way you behave around people, the way you allow somebody else to go first in a conversation, allow them to, you know, there are a lot of different ways to be unselfish, aren't there?
Exactly. Exactly, and to have compassion when someone is talking to you, and if it's not something that you're very interested in, and the person is very sincere, and then have a little compassion for someone. Just don't blow them off and say, "Oh, I'm out of here." You know,
right.
Sincerity is, people who are sincere are very charming because other people want to be around them.
Well, isn't charming also about listening? Isn't being a good listener something that you can do to become a little more charming?
Yes, exactly. Being a good listener, not interrupting people. When someone is telling you something, let them finish the sentence. How many times, I mean, and I know this is true of us, especially I'm a native New Yorker, and we have a tendency to talk fast, and if somebody wants to tell us something, we want them to get it out there and get it over with, you
right,
know?
Right.
But you realize you're dealing with different people from different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has something to say, don't interrupt them, listen, and then, you know, interject something at the appropriate moment.
Georgia, give us the website again one more time, please.
It's lookingfabulousafter40.com.
And it's for
and
ladies.
The other one is theclothesdoctor.com.
The Clothes Doctor. And I hope you'll check those out, folks. Georgia, thank you for being here. As always, it's a pleasure.
You're very welcome, and enjoy your trip.
I appreciate it very much. And I think I'm going to be charming, a little more charming today than I was yesterday.
You are, Jim.
And I know a lot of people will be very excited about that. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with our good friend Jeff Horvath. We're going to talk about getting you on the fast track. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Here's Robert Cray to take us off.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.